Hey, Kenny Chesney is in the studio. Got a lot of stuff going on with you today, and you seem more preoccupied with the studio signs.
Who made these things for you?
We had some guy we found on Etsy, man.
Those are great.
Yeah.
Yeah. So many talented people out there. And
I mean, it really is cool looking.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. We just wanted it to be a bar.
Where is it?
It's BYOB, buddy.
We'd have Bloody Marys.
We normally have the fridge stocked with beer. But like, here's the bad thing about having a refrigerator in a building. You put beer in there, and people go and take them.
And all the country singers come in. And
it disappears. It's just like, wasn't this full? Who's drinking this? Like, we have beer ghosts. We have alcoholic ghosts.
Can you go see if we have two beers? Because I know Big D won't have one. If we have two beers, we're going to go ahead and we're going to have a beer.
You're
going to
have a beer?
Not just a beer, Keystone Light.
Yeah.
I'll watch you guys drink. I'll be your driver.
See, Big D doesn't drink, designated, so he's a designated driver.
I'll be your designated
radio.
That's right, I'm driving.
Well, I don't have anywhere to be.
Yeah!
Look at that.
Oh, there's one. Oh, there's two.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, yeah. Patrick's going to have one, too.
Knock yourself out. Okay.
Oh,
it's just a little loud.
Kenny's like,
that song?
I'm in training.
Pop goes a chance of doing anything today.
All right, now we can do some good radio.
Dude, I got to tell you, I thought about you the other day. You were coming in, and I popped on the radio. We're talking about high school football. Of course, all getting for the fall.
Oh, it's at the time of year.
And Boys of Fall started playing it, and I was like, my son started playing ball for the first time. He's 11, and I never... you're right when you say you learned everything about life through football.
A lot. I don't know if I learned everything, but I played on a football team in high school that wasn't very good. And we had a lot of mediocre athletes, but we had fun, you know, and we got through a lot of adversity together, you know. And I think that there's a lot of lessons that you learn on a football field. Because it's a hard sport, you know, and there's a lot of lessons, especially in football. I think adversity is a reality, you know, and so I think that it prepares you for a lot of things. You know, working together, I have a lot of people out there on the road with me that get us from point A to point B every day, and we try to achieve something special collectively.
I will.
And it's a lot like a football team.
I'll tell everyone who's listening something about Kenny that you don't know. I tell you how cool, you're just saying there are people on the road who help you out behind the scenes stuff. I don't know if you still do it, but I remember for a long time, every year you would put out a yearbook.
And yeah, we still do it.
You still do
that. That is the coolest thing ever.
We did a thing. It was like we were doing a thing with you, a Key West show of some sort, and we made the yearbook. There were some pictures of us with you or on the boat or something. I forget what it was. We start looking through it, and it's full. I mean,
it's thick. Huge.
It's huge.
It's like take your high school yearbook and double it. Easy.
Well, and it's just people behind the scenes.
Yeah, it is. And it's a lot of these small moments, but they all mean something. And we're so busy out there that if you don't document that and put it away and try to put it together later, those moments are just going to go by, and you'll never you know, really remember or whatever. This allows us to take everything that happened to us during the year and reflect on it. And it's going to be more way later in life than it probably does to a lot of people now. But it's we're so busy and we're always moving that if you don't document it, you never will. And that's why we do that.
And I stole that idea from you, because after we did that, I've now started doing yearbooks for the family.
You have? That's a great idea.
And I make one. I get them printed out. Because you can do it on iTunes. It takes all of 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And you just make the whole
Kenny's
thing.
Kenny's was
and I make
not
one
on iTunes, by the way.
No, Kenny's is not done by iTunes.
It was crazy. Yeah.
But I'm just
it's
saying,
awesome.
Even for everybody else's regular family like ours, you can do these. And it doesn't cost too much.
No.
And you give them as Christmas gifts at the end of the year. And it's amazing.
I actually have a person hired. That's their job out on the road.
Get out.
Yeah, no, that was the photographer who was going around. Yeah, I remember that.
That's their job. We got a staff photographer, and it's their job to put that yearbook together by the end of the tour. And we always do it the last weekend and give them out. And it is just like high school in a way, because everybody's looking and going, oh, my God, I remember that happened in February.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And do people bring them to you? Because you signed ours, but do they bring it to you and go,
sometimes.
Hey,
yeah.
So it's like, it is just like high school.
Yeah.
Hey, hope we have another class together next year.
I hope so too, bro.
Have a great summer. Kenny Chesney's our guest. We're coming right back.
The big revival, baby.
Let me turn my phone off, actually.
You can leave it on. It makes it more fun.
I'm going to turn my phone off.
Just hearing what your ringtone is.
Actually, it's on vibrate. It's been on vibrate so long, I forgot what my ringtone is. I think it's Stare It Up, I think.
Hey, Kenny Chesney's in the studio with us, chilling.
Good to see you guys again.
Yeah, man, you too.
It's been too long.
It's been a little while.
We've been going through the same thing you've been going through.
Which is?
A rebirth.
Yeah, it looks like it. This place is unbelievable.
We've been going through, you know, creatively.
Oh, creatively.
Well, I mean, yeah, exactly. How else would I mean that? A rebirth.
We've just been born again.
Yes. Yeah. We became Christians. And
hallelujah. So,
thank you.
Thank you.
No, it's just, you know, I know that this album is, this is a different album for you. I love it, by the way.
Thank you, man. It's got a lot of energy in it. It's got a lot of positive energy in it. It feels really good. The creative process of making this record was a lot of fun. It was really stressful. It was, I mean, you name it. I mean, like.
Why stressful?
Self-imposed stressed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, that's how I am in the studio. Because it all starts there. I mean, you're in the studio and you're making your record and you're taking these songs that you hope that are going to touch a lot of people and inspire them and drive them in ways that, you know, you haven't before. And that's stressful.
Who helps you pick your songs?
Buddy Ken, me and Buddy.
How many songs does he go through? Because we talked to a guy recently who was talking about another artist, and he starts with about 300, maybe 400 songs, and they whittle it down.
Well, the process for the Big Revival was really intense. I mean, we listened to a lot of songs, but really the record that I had out before the Big Revival was called Life on a Rock, and it was really acoustic, kind of singer-songwriter kind of record. So that allowed me extra time to listen for this record.
Right.
I knew the songs that I was going to record on this record wasn't going to fit on that really, you know, kind of laid back record.
So you've been holding on to a few songs.
I've been holding on to a few and had written a couple. And so it was, the process was a long one, but a great one. And I appreciate you saying it because it does sound different for me, you know.
I know the first time I heard the single, American Kids, I was like, does this have two choruses? Is there two? I've never heard anything quite like this.
Yeah, I hadn't either. And when I first heard American Kids, when Shane McAnally played me that song, I knew that it was something that had a chance to be special. And because it was just so melodically different. And the way the lyric wrapped around that different melody was just so unique for me, and period. And so that's why we decided to come with it first. And it fits for me. I mean, as different as it was still kind of in my wheelhouse. And it was something.
It sounds like a Kenny song, though.
I thought so when I heard it.
I don't think it sounds like anybody else could have cut it.
Well, I mean, a lot of people could have cut it, probably.
No,
but
I don't think
but
so.
But it would have sucked. That's what I'm saying.
You know, well, it wouldn't have been the same, you know, but it's going to be great for our live show, too.
Hey, Kenny Chesney's joining us. So we're just off the air talking about one of the shows. It was a Key West show. And you were playing. And we walk backstage. You're like, hey, man, come on back. It's really not a backstage. It was kind of
it was the alley behind area.
Alley.
Yeah. And your bus is back there, and just people just hanging out, drinking, eating, having a good time. And
yeah, but by people, you need to clarify who these people are.
There was an eclectic group.
Yeah, you had all of his crew and their family members because you invite their families out there. And
that's right.
So you got all these people who are part of the Kenny Chesney experience throughout the year. I mean, like people who put the stage together were there.
Yeah.
And then you have people over there.
Who's the big names on there? Who's out there?
Well, Sean Payton was there.
Dale Jr.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. was there. John Gruden was there.
Peyton Manning was there.
Peyton Manning was there.
Those are the faces that you
recognize. Trey Teague was there, who played center for the Denver Broncos, and people there. And you know what? They were there just randomly. Gruden was there because of the show, and Sean Payton was there because of the show. But Peyton Manning and Dale Jr. were just so happened to be there,
yeah.
Believe it or not. And we all ended up at Sloppy Joe's.
It was a blast. How does that happen?
I'm just trying to figure out how the text messages go back. You're like, hey, Peyton, what's up? Oh, not much. Just I'm in the Keys. Really? Yeah. Me too.
It was kind of that way. I mean, I knew the night before that everybody was there. And basically everybody that was there got up and sang.
That's right.
And Gruden came sing.
Interesting. Gruden is probably one of the coolest people, man.
Oh, he's unbelievable. He's funny. God, he's funny.
He'll sit there and talk to anybody.
Anybody.
Yeah. At length. It won't be like a, hey, how are you? Oh, good. Okay, bye. And he walks
away.
Oh,
no, he'll philosophize.
Yes.
Yeah.
He pulled out tape of our radio show and started going critiquing our show. It's like, you see right here, what do you think about this this break you guys did?
Hey, one of the funnest things I've ever done in my life was last year. We opened it in Tampa at the Buccaneers football stadium. Well, he does his ESPN show, the Gruden's quarterback.
Whatever
it's called, you know, right. Where all the quarterbacks go and they sat down and he breaks down tape, and it's a pretty big show on ESPN. But he literally does that in Tampa, right down from his house, in a small room at a strip mall.
Oh, you just ruined it.
So he had me come over there, and he had a bunch of live footage of me on stage, and he was dissecting every move, just like I was a quarterback. You know,
that's great.
And he loves that kind of stuff.
That's great.
So.
Did he get you on any it looks like you flubbed this lyric right here. By the way,
there's a microphone fumble.
I like American Kids. I can't sing along with it. I can't keep up with
You've
it.
You've really got to know it to sing along with it.
I was like, all right.
Imagine singing it the first time in the studio and making the record. I was like, okay, I just literally when I was making the record, I would hum the melody because I didn't, even though I had the lyrics in front of me, I had to really learn, you know. Learn that sucker, you know, because it's a lot going on, very wordy, man.
There's a lot going.
I can't wait to do that song live, though. It's going to be great.
Well, you better do it early in the show, because by midway through the thing, you're going to be like, oh boy, I think I've had a little too much. I don't think I'm going to be able to get through
American Well, not
Kid.
All my shows are like the Key West.
I just figured they were. All right, come on out, Dale Jr. You take over the chorus.
The album, of course, Big Revival is out. You got American Kids. It's on iTunes. Also, the Floor Bama song is on iTunes as well.
Yeah.
I want to throw that out because they've been selling that one like crazy lately, and it's not even a single.
It's not even a single, but it just goes to the culture of that place down there in the Gulf Coast. And we put that out when we went down and played not that long ago.
With your 40,000 friends.
Blast. That was one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen. All my fans and everybody in No Shoes Nation was down there on those boats. I bet there was 300, 400 boats out in the ocean, and 40,000 people there on the beach just loving life. And
God, you sit back there and just go, they're all here for me.
I did that day. I mean, I'm telling you, because I was looking all day. I mean, where I was staying was the condo that they put me up in was right above where the show site was.
So you were able to look down
so
from a bird's
all day
eye
long.
View.
I was from 5:30 in the morning. People were starting to line up, and all day long, I just saw boat after boat after boat come up there, and then people just get in there, and it was an absolute blast. It made you proud of your team and everybody that you've done this with and what you built and how much fun everybody's having with it.
Kenny Chesney is in the studio with us, checking out our new digs and the new studio
awesome.
And the new facility. And by the way, you know we've added into our new home here is that we've added a record player. Have you
like pulled? A real record player?
Like a real one.
Look over here. I'm
looking at a lot of these vinyls over here.
Pull
just
some
sounds
of them
different.
Out.
It sounds so good.
Pull some of them out. What? See
all
what
right.
you like.
Can
see
I pull them out?
Yeah. Just see what you want.
All right.
What do you want to listen to? What do you have? I don't even know what's in that stack. We have several different stacks.
That's Don Williams. I love it. Oh, that's Conway. Let's see. Oh, they're straight, right or wrong. Let's see here.
Do we have
a ton of stuff, man?
You got a lot of stuff. Let's play George Strait.
All right.
Give me the hand it to Bubba there.
Isn't it cool handling a record again?
What's the last time you actually handled a record?
It's been a long time.
Okay. You want to actually do it?
Yeah.
Okay. Come on over. Yes, yeah, come on. Come on over here.
All right. Let's see here.
Do you remember how to do this? We're also going to add an 8-track player next.
Let's see here. Which side do we want?
You pick.
Let's see here.
I have it dark over here. He's having a hard time seeing.
That's right or wrong.
That's number two. There you go.
Let's do that.
Do you remember how to find the song?
Can you get it exactly on there to where you don't get part of another song?
There you go.
Let's see.
It's over there.
All right, I know, right here?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
But you... Wait, I can't see it.
You got to find the little... blank space.
Nope. No pressure even, Kenny.
All right, this starts it. The thing that says start.
Yeah, this is not the blank space.
Oh, wait, we'll get past this.
Yeah.
Okay, no, that's not good. It's a little too fast. Okay, here we go.
Pardon me. You got it on the wrong side, dude.
Oh, do I?
Yeah, that's all right. We'll fix this.
Oh, jeez.
See, you can tell it's been a while.
This just means you need to put your album out on record, too. That way we can...
Here, put your headphones on. Listen how awesome this sounds. It's just say.
Look at that.
The scratches in it.
Aha.
Aha.
Right or wrong.
God, it sounds good.
God, it's so good. So good. You get a chance to see him, you know, it was one of his last shows. Comes out starched jeans.
That was,
you know,
one of the highlights of my life when I did that. With him in Dallas playing his last show.
And you go, you look at him, you go, oh my God, this guy is so country, but he's so humble.
I remember when you used to dress like George.
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, I came up in the era where everybody wanted to be George Strait.
Well, everybody still wants to be George Strait.
Everybody still wanted to be George Strait. And to be up there with him in his last show, I sang Oceanfront Property and The Fireman with him on stage in his last show at the Cowboys football stadium.
How was that?
And that was such an emotional moment for me because I sang those two songs countless times in college, sitting on a stool for tips.
Yeah.
You know, even before right when I first started this crazy journey I've been on, you know, so.
Had you ever sang with him before?
Yeah.
Anything ever?
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I was on tour with him for 2 years.
No, but I mean, you sang with him on stage before?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, cool. Yeah. But just that being his last show was, everybody that was up there, I looked over, Miranda Lambert was in tears.
Oh,
when,
my gosh.
When he was singing, we all stood behind him, and he was singing The Cowboy Rides Away. And I looked over, and Miranda was just like
sobbing.
Because it means a lot. It meant a lot to everybody that was up there.
Well, listen, it's good to see you again, man.
You too.
Thanks for having me. The album is out, the big revival. It's got American Kids, it's got Flora Bama, it's got a ton of great songs. You're going to love it. Get it, pick it up, download it. Good to see you. Thanks, man. Thanks for taking the time, brother.
Love the new digs, man. It's great.
Thank you. Kenny Chesney, everyone.
Woo!